Welcome to the School of Bliss podcast. Thank you for tuning in and making your choice to elevate, to ascend, and to tap into your higher consciousness. This is a show where we not only inspire and motivate, we give you proven strategies and route to achieving unbridled bliss. And now, your host.
What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning in to the School of Bliss podcast. I'm your host, Colin Sadika. All right, so today's one of those days, you know, I feel super well rested. And I always emphasize the importance of sleep up in this place. And so many people out there do not understand how important, how vital sleep is. Here's the thing, you don't want to oversleep, but you want to get in enough hours of sleep, because then it ensures, you know, this optimal functioning of key aspects or key areas of your health and wellness. So I just want to put it out there. I just want to remind you that your mind and your body work together. This is teamwork. So if you have an optimal body, you have an optimal mind. And if you have an optimal mind, you have an optimal body. So you want to take care of so many aspects surrounding that. You want to get in good food. You definitely want to get in proper exercise. You want to stay away from all those factors that cause you so much stress, because then you don't want to secrete all this cortisol. And above everything, you want to rest enough. You know what I'm saying? I mean, in this time in our lives, you know, so many of us are caught up in, you know, the work, the grind. And it is very important, you know what I'm saying? It's very important to be that focused individual, that individual that's bent on providing, on securing a proper future for their loved ones. You know, it's important, it's amazing. But at the same time, you want to give yourself some time to recover. You want to give yourself some time to revitalize, to re-energize. You know what I'm saying? You want your mind to be at a good place. You want your body to be at a good place so that you can perform at your highest level as an individual. All right, so with that said and done, let me dive right into today's topic real quick. Now, have you ever sat down and looked at life this way? You know, it takes just one single moment to change everything, right? Now, look at it this way. You've been waiting for this response from these partners that you're looking to work with, from this corporation that you're looking to work with. You've been hoping for the best. You've been praying for the best. And one morning, you wake up to an email confirming that your bid is actually successful and, you know, it's time to actually seal the deal so you can start putting your gifts out there. You know what I'm saying? You've been working so hard, very hard in your sports. You've been putting in so much work. You haven't gotten any recognition just yet. And then you make the cut to the Olympics and for some reason, you emerge victorious, you know, with a gold medal. You know, that goes right into the history books. You know what I'm saying? And there's so many ways I could go on and on. But I just want to put it out there that change is very constant. And as human beings, change is part of how we do things. It's part of how we operate. And one single moment, it could be very insignificant at first glance, right? But it could ripple through that fabric of your life in ways that you could never ever fathom. And these are the kind of things that would alter the very essence of your being. You know what I'm saying? It takes one single moment. That's actually the key word, one single moment. You know, it could actually be an encounter with a stranger who imparts wisdom that pierces very deep within your soul, you know, that ignites a spark of inspiration in ways that you have never experienced before. Something that propels you forward, that pushes you so hard towards your dreams. But here's the thing about change. Change is constant, but nobody told you that change is always positive, right? You could experience one setback that happened in ways that you could never expect. You could experience a setback that shatters your world completely. And that is also one moment. You wake up one day and that individual, that business, those assets, that good health, those blessings that used to mean the world to you are gone just like that. Like in a snap of a finger, everything is just, you know, everything just dissipates into thin air. And so these are the kind of things that would push you to a place of you either sit in a corner and die of depression, or you decide, you know what, I'm gonna have to rebuild from the ground up, coming from a place of experience, you know, coming from a place of greater resilience. And these transformative junctures are like crossroads in our journeys. And remember, everyone has, you know, this custom journey. Everyone has a path that they're moving along. But here's the thing, that path, you actually choose it. So the path you choose shapes your destiny. And these are the kind of things that challenge us to confront our deepest fears, to shed all those old beliefs that no longer serve us, and to embrace the unknown, you know what I'm saying, with courage, with an open heart. You feel me? And it's in these moments, actually, these moments where we come to crossroads, where we get to crossroads. These are the kind of moments that we discover the true extent of our strength and resilience. And here's the thing I always say. You could go through this major setback, right? And what you get in return is a thicker skin, is more wisdom, is greater discernment, you know what I'm saying? Is more emotional stability, you know? You get this improvement that comes from this major life improvement that actually comes from setbacks. And these are the kind of things, you know, tapping into that. We all have, I feel like, you know, I always say we all have these reservoirs of determination and grit that we all don't know we possess. And it is in certain moments that we can actually get to tap into it and realize, oh, damn, I'm actually that strong. You feel me? You've been in a place where it's so dark, it's quite a mess, and you summon strength from somewhere deep within you, until when it's all said and done, you're like, how did I even do that? But these pivotal moments serve as turning points. These moments lead us towards new horizons, lead us towards uncharted territories. They compel us to reassess our priorities, to realign our values with our actions. You know what I'm saying? You want to step into your destiny calling with so much unwavering conviction. Now, here's the thing. The road ahead, I'm going to tell you right now, the road ahead is not 100% going to be smooth. Your road ahead could have like 2 kilometers of no obstacles. And then eventually there's going to be so many obstacles and uncertainties. But then after those obstacles and uncertainties, the road is now brimming with endless possibilities and the promise of wisdom, you know, abundance, growth, self-discovery, all those great things that you ever yearned for. So even as I wrap up, I just want to put it out there once again that these moments of profound change in our lives are not disruptions in our lives, but are pretty much opportunities for rebirth and transformation. whatever happens, whether it's for the worst, whether it's for the best, if you summon up enough courage, if you summon up enough resilience, you will experience greater. Now, I just want to tell you real quick, you might be seated there talking about, do I even have the capacity to rise above adversity? Now, I just want to tell you right now that where you're at right now, you've got a great capacity within you. It is instilled within you to rise above all types of adversity. And at times, you know, you succumb to weakness. Most of the people out here who decide, you know what, it's a wrap, I'm done with this life. These are people that have actually decided to succumb to weakness. And so what you want to do is, you don't want to succumb to weakness. Instead, you want to summon that inner strength. You want to summon that inner human spirit, that warrior spirit within you. You want to summon that. You want to rise above. And that boundless potential that lies dormant within you, it will always be awakened by winds of change. So embrace these moments. That one moment that will usher in absolute bliss and abundance into your life. Embrace it. Embrace it. Do not chase away your destiny helpers because of your attitude, because of your outlook on life. Remain open. That individual that you look down upon could be part of a major breakthrough in your life in ways that you couldn't fathom through your own understanding. You feel me? And those moments that are actually great setbacks, let them hit you, let them take their course, but don't sit down in a corner and die. You know what I'm saying? Don't let that demon of depression toy around with you. You want to wake up, you want to re-strategize, and you want to allow yourself to go through the paces, go through the emotions, but at the same time, set yourself up for healing, set yourself up for overcoming. I say this, and I'm going to say it again. The universe is designed to wipe out all the weakest genes and pass on the strongest genes to the next generation. Don't be that individual that was wiped out by the universe. You know what I'm saying? Instead, be that individual that lifted so many people up through your transformation, despite what was thrown at you, despite all the curveballs that came your way. And when people start to see blessings manifest in your life, when people start to see this positive transformation manifest in your life, be sure to tell them that that's the light at the end of the tunnel. That you're currently in a phase in your life where you are experiencing the light at the end of the tunnel. Now, I appreciate you all for tuning in to this point of the podcast. Today is not one of those days where I had too much to say, but I appreciate you all so much. You all are amazing. And bless you. And like I always say, go out there and be badass in every aspect of your being. Collins Adika, signing out.